Today is the sixth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today, continuing our journey, taking the next step forward in the scriptures. And that next step will lead us back into the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. When we get to the New Testament, we got a brand new letter, and we'll talk about that. It's known as 2 John. And we'll read the whole letter today. But we'll talk about that when we get there. First, Hosea chapters 4 and 5. And we're reading from the Contemporary English Version this week. Israel, listen. As the Lord accuses everyone in the land, no one is faithful or loyal or truly cares about God. Cursing, dishonesty, murder, robbery, unfaithfulness. These happen all the time. Violence is everywhere, and so your land is a desert. Every living creature is dying. People and wild animals, birds and fish. Don't accuse just anyone. Not everyone is at fault. My case is against you, the priests. You and the prophets will stumble day and night. I'll silence your mothers. You priests have rejected me, and my people are destroyed by refusing to obey. Now I'll reject you and forget your children, because you have forgotten my law. By adding more of you priests, you multiply the number of people who sin. Now I'll change your pride into shame. You encourage others to sin so you can stuff yourselves on their sin offerings. That's why I will punish the people for their deeds, just as I will punish you priests. Their food won't satisfy, and having sex at pagan shrines won't produce children. My people have rebelled and have been unfaithful to me, their Lord. My people, you are foolish because of too much pleasure and too much wine. You expect wooden idols and other objects of wood to give you advice. Lusting for sex at pagan shrines has made you unfaithful to me, your God. You offer sacrifices on mountaintops and hills, under oak trees and wherever good shade is found. Your own daughters and daughters-in-law sell themselves for sex. But I won't punish them. You men are to blame because you go to prostitutes and offer sacrifices with them at pagan shrines. Your own foolishness will lead to your ruin. Israel, you are unfaithful. But don't lead Judah to sin. Stop worshiping at Gilgal or at sinful Bethel and quit making promises in my name, the name of the living Lord. You are nothing more than a stubborn cow, so stubborn that I, the Lord, cannot feed you like lambs in an open pasture. You people of Israel are charmed by idols. Leave them alone. You get drunk than sleep with prostitutes. You would rather be vulgar than lead a decent life. And so you will be swept away in a whirlwind for sacrificing to idols. The Lord said, "Listen, you priests. Pay attention, Israel. Listen, you members of the royal family. Justice was your duty, but at Mizpah and Mount Tabor, you trapped the people. At the place of worship, you were a treacherous pit, and I will punish you. Israel, I know all about you, and because of your unfaithfulness, I find you unacceptable. Your evil deeds are the reason you won't return to me, your God, and your constant craving for sex keeps you from knowing me. Israel, your pride testifies to your guilt. It makes you stumble, and Judah stumbles too. You offer sheep and cattle as sacrifices to me. but I have turned away and refused to be found. You have been unfaithful to me, your Lord. You have had children by prostitutes. So at the new moon festival, you and your crops will be destroyed. Give a warning on the trumpet. Let it be heard in Gibeah, Ramah, and sinful Bethel. Benjamin, watch out. I, the Lord, will punish and wipe out Israel. This is my solemn promise to every tribe of Israel. Judah's leaders are like crooks who move boundary markers. That's why I will flood them with my anger. Israel was brutally crushed. They got what they deserved for worshiping useless idols. Now I, the Lord, will fill Israel with maggots and make Judah rot. When Israel and Judah saw their sickness and wounds, Israel asked help from Assyria and its mighty king. But the king cannot cure them or heal their wounds. So I'll become a fierce lion attacking Israel and Judah. I'll snatch and carry off what I want, and no one can stop me. Then I'll return to my temple until they confess their guilt and worship me, until they are desperate and beg for my help. All right, so we finished 1 John yesterday, which brings us to 2 John today, and we will read the entirety of this letter today, which means 3 John is up on deck for tomorrow. 2 John's pretty short, and it was probably written pretty shortly after the first letter, and it seems like it's written to the same people. There are a lot of similarities, and these similarities of language, style, and theme make biblical scholars and linguists have conviction that this was written by the same author, John. And it's traditionally held that John spent the latter part of his life in the city of Ephesus, and so 2 John is likely to have been penned in Ephesus. There are a total of 13 verses, and so the first three verses are greeting, and then the next three verses after that remind us of the importance of love and loving one another, and then the next three verses speak against the false teaching of docetism, which is something that we covered in the first letter. People following that way of believing in Jesus did indeed believe in Jesus as the Savior, but this idea of Jesus being God and man in the flesh at the same time, this was in formation, this doctrine. People following a docetic view believed Jesus indeed was God, but his human appearance wasn't actual humanity. He appeared to be human and live human, but kind of more of a ghost, not like a tangible ghost or an apparition, a visible spirit. And so there are three more verses about that. And then there are a couple of verses that give instruction that aren't found in the first letter. And those verses sort of establish the posture to take toward a person who is a false teacher. So like an itinerant speaker who is not teaching in the churches what is being taught in the churches. John tells them that they shouldn't encourage that. They shouldn't offer hospitality to that. And then there are two final verses that are concluding words as the letter comes to its end. And we're going to read this in one sitting, so it'd be easy to go like, well, this just could have been kind of contained in the other letter. It's dealing with the same kinds of stuff. But if we imagine that it's almost like a 1-2 punch almost, like the first letter arrived and then a couple months later, the second note arrives that's simply reiterating what the first one did, then it would give kind of a wave. Like you got the initial information, you got to process that, and then boom, here comes the encouragement and reminder. We are certainly a people that need to be reminded of things. And so if we take it that way, then we'll kind of understand more what's going on here. And with that, let's read the whole letter. 2 John. From the church leader to a very special woman and her children. I truly love all of you, and so does everyone else who knows the truth. We love you because the truth is now in our hearts and it will be there forever. I pray that God the Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, will be kind and merciful to us. May they give us peace and truth and love. I was very glad to learn that some of your children are obeying the truth as the Father told us to do. Dear friend, I am not writing to tell you and your children to do something you have not done before. I am writing to tell you to love each other, which is the first thing you were told to do. Love means that we do what God tells us. And from the beginning, he told you to love him. Many liars have gone out into the world. These deceitful liars are saying that Jesus Christ did not have a truly human body. But they are liars and the enemies of Christ. So be sure not to lose what we have worked for. If you do, you won't be given your full reward. Don't keep changing what you were taught about Christ, or else God will no longer be with you. But if you hold firmly to what you were taught, both the Father and the Son will be with you. If people won't agree to this teaching, don't welcome them into your home or even greet them. Greeting them is the same as taking part in their evil deeds. I have much more to tell you, but I don't want to write it with pen and ink. I want to come and talk to you in person, because that will make us really happy. Greetings from the children of your very special sister. Psalm 125, a song for worship. The Lord's people are safe. Everyone who trusts the Lord is like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken and will stand forever. Just as Jerusalem is protected by mountains on every side, the Lord protects his people by holding them in his arms, now and forever. He won't let the wicked rule his people or lead them to do wrong. Let's ask the Lord to be kind to everyone who is good and completely obeys him. When the Lord punishes the wicked, he will punish everyone else who lives a crooked life. Pray for peace in Israel. Proverbs 29:9-11. Be wise and don't sue a fool. You won't get satisfaction because all the fool will do is sneer and shout. A murderer hates everyone who is honest and lives right. Don't be a fool and quickly lose your temper. Be sensible and patient. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that each and every day is a new day to go deeper. Deeper in our understanding, deeper in our relationship with you, and we are grateful and humbled. So we thank you for allowing us to encounter 2 John today. And as we continue to move forward, we will certainly be encountering some of the more shorter editions that are found in the Bible. So often we'll be moving through them in their entirety in a day. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you to help us latch onto the things that we need to hear and understand the things that you are speaking to us, so that even as we move rapidly, we move intentionally through the remaining days and weeks that we have in the scriptures this year. Come, Holy Spirit, into all of this, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It's the website. It's where you find out what's going on around here. And it's just impossible to ignore because as the day goes by, we draw closer and closer to Christmas time. And so it's Christmas time around here, and we celebrate in a number of ways. Each year we have a virtual Christmas party for the entire community, the family around the global campfire who's been taking the journey all year. And it's easy to participate. So if you've been here all year or even for a little stretch of time, you know about the hotline button in the app. You know about 877-942-4253. These are the prayer and encouragement lines. That is their only purpose, except for this 1 week out of the year, and there's only a couple of days left. We can use those same lines, either press the hotline button in the app or dial in and you can offer a holiday greeting to the community here that you've been sharing all year long. And this is one of the most heartwarming things that we do. It's something that I look forward to all year long. And so don't leave your voice unheard. If you're planning to call in, don't procrastinate just a couple of more days. But you can use the hotline or you can use the phone numbers and call in. Just don't combine a prayer request and a holiday greeting in the same call. Make those separate. And we also have a number of resources for Christmas this year. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas Box for 2021, Family Christmas 2021, is available. That can be found in the Daily Audio Bible Shop in the Christmas category. And we've packed the box full of a bunch of resources from the Daily Audio Bible. And you can check them all out in the shop, in the Christmas section, so check it out. Also, Promised Land, photographs from the land of the Bible. And that can be found in the Christmas section as well. But this is our brand new book, photographs that have been taken from all of my 9 seasons that I have been in Israel. So thousands of photographs taken over a decade were finally painstakingly curated and pulled together in all the different regions of the land and in an attempt to bring the land closer and bring the Bible closer and sort of attach us to the fact that these stories that we're reading happened somewhere and to be able to look at the where these things happened and just get a sense of geography. Get a sense of the feel, the essence of the place. That has been quite a revolutionary thing for me, having visited these places and now reading these stories that happen in these places. I can see them. I can see how the story could unfold and why, because of being able to be there in the geography. And so this new book of photography is intended to bring that a little bit nearer. So for those of you who have been to the land of the Bible, this would be like a homecoming. For those of you who have never been or can't go or don't desire to go, but do desire a deeper connection to the scriptures, then this is a way to kind of peer in to the land of the Bible, to the places where so many of these really, really pivotal stories took place. And so again, that's available. Well, that's available in the Daily Audio Bible Shop. And then we have also released a brand new Christmas album for this year. It's called Christmas Time. And this was produced and arranged by my son, Maxwell. And it is a lovely piece. It is a lovely work. I enjoy it so much. It is the kind of Christmas album that I gravitate toward, actually. I love all of the classics. I love the new records that are coming out. I love all the different renditions of the carols. But when I come across an album that makes me feel the atmosphere and just kind of feel the spirit of Christmas, I guess, for lack of a better word. The kind of record that records that I like are the kind that I turn off everything but the Christmas lights and just relax and just soak it all in. And this project really, really does a good job of setting the atmosphere. So it is available now. Wherever you go to get your music for your device, just search for Maxwell Harden and look for Christmas Time, and you should be able to find it. So it's Christmas time around here, and check these items out if you have a chance. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken scriptures every single day, offered freely, open-handedly to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to build community around that, that rhythm every day, showing up step by step, day by day, the next step forward together, what we call the global campfire. If that has been life-giving and a light in your life, then thank you for your partnership. We wouldn't be here if we weren't here together. So there is a link at dailyaudiobible.com on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, we are a community that loves one another through prayer very well. And we pray for one another constantly. And so there's always a way to reach out. You can hit the hotline button in the app and share from wherever you are in the world. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And I've been mentioning that just a few more days, just a couple more days, this is the time where we are preparing for the Daily Audio Bible Global Campfire Christmas Party, which is a virtual party, but it's something that we release each year. Jill and I get together and we share some thoughts and reflections back upon the year. And then we settle in and just hear holiday wishes and season's greetings and Merry Christmases from all over the world throughout this community. And so you can call those in now for the next couple of days, just like we've been talking about, for the last better part of a week. So typically the hotline and the phone numbers, they are specifically for prayer requests and encouragements. This is the one time of the year where those lines can be used as well for holiday greetings among the community here. The one rule about it is that you not combine a holiday greeting and a prayer request in the same call. Make them separate. This is one of those rare times where that's okay to pick up and dial again. If you have a prayer request, then call that in. And then if you have a holiday greeting, then go ahead and call that in. And we can keep them separate. If they're combined, then they won't have a place to go. So if you've kind of been thinking about it over the last several days and you're going to call in, then don't procrastinate. There's only a couple more days that we'll be able to receive them. And then we'll get to the business of putting it all together and getting the production for our family Christmas party together. And I love it. It's one of my favorite things. There's so many things that I love and adore as we go through a year together. And when we reach this time of year, I love this. I have never, since we started it, well over a decade ago, have never been able to move through it without tears in my eyes. It just warms my heart. And so I'm looking forward to that. But don't procrastinate. Call now. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jimmy from the East Coast. I was just calling to pray for one of the dabbers. I'm a little bit behind, about a month, and I'm just praying for the disciple whom he loved, and he's just heartbroken to hear a parent talk about a child not wanting to be here at such a young age. And I have a daughter that's a little bit older, and I'd do anything for her. And I've suffered with those feelings a lot in my life, and having a special kind of brain. And I just can't imagine a child going through the things that I've gone through and feeling the feelings that I've felt. And I just pray for your daughter and you. And you can keep asking every single day, multiple times a day, as much as you need. Any parent, anybody out there, this is a place to be and to ask. And I just pray right now for your little one. Not just blessing in the name of Jesus, and just to lighten that load and to remove completely as far as the east is from the west, whatever is holding her down and whatever is just eating at her soul. I just pray that light and joy just flood in, like just flood in your life and her life, and that God will just whisk you two away on a journey and of just complete bliss, in Jesus' name.
Yes, this is Whitney from Alabama. I'm calling in asking for prayer for me and my children. We lost my mom in November of 2016, and we lost my dad September 24th of this year. And it's been really hard. To deal with. And it's not only that, but my kids' dad's not really in their life, so I pray also that you pray that God softens his heart. My dad was like my kids' dad. He was the closest thing that they had to him and to a father, and it's just been really hard, especially with Thanksgiving and Christmas being his favorite time of the year. And we even played two Christmas carols at his memorial because that's just how much he loved Christmas. So it's going to be really difficult for me and the kids this year. So if y'all don't mind, please just send up a prayer for us and for my children's father, and you know, that we can just get a Christmas miracle. And that he allows us to feel my dad's and my mom's presence here with us for Christmas, because it's been really, really hard. Thank you so much. Thank you to Brian and Jill and the family, and to everyone that's prayed for us before. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Marta, and this is the first time I'm calling. I just wanted to pray for the man who called and said they had COVID, and he was worried about his wife, who's pregnant. And I just wanted to tell you, do not fear. Do not fear. God is with you. And Lord, I pray for him and for his family. I pray that you bring your healing to them and that you take away all fear. In the name of Jesus.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Mark Street from Sydney, Australia. Today is Friday the 3rd of December, and I've just finished listening to today's podcast. And Brian was talking about how we need to give God's love to everybody. And it is so pertinent in my life as well. And understanding the more we give, the more we receive. And I was looking back on our word this year, which was mend, and I was feeling a bit depressed because my body, my physical body, has actually got a lot worse on me. But then God impressed on my heart and mind that something that has miraculously changed is my mind and spirit have become so much closer to him, and my mind is healing so much more. My anxiety, God has gifted me that my anxiety is probably left by about 75% now through practicing his love. So I realize now that healing the spiritual and mental is much more important than healing the physical body. And also too, and this is not for boasting or saying how good I am, but the closer I've got to 10% of my income that I give, the more God seems to give me as well. And I have witnessed that firsthand. I have never been left short. The more I've given, the more God has given me. And I just wanted to say, to reconfirm what Brian is saying, in my life I have certainly noticed the more that I show love.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for Irene, that she do not have fear, and I want to pray with you, my sister, that God do not let you have fear. God doesn't give us fear, but he gives us peace, power, love, and a sound mind. I want to pray for Cynthia. She want to pray for her friend to receive Christ. I want to pray for Ashley, for a friend of hers that she do not know, that do not know Jesus. I want to pray for Tammy and the Adirondacks and her husband. They're going through some highs and lows, and I want to pray for my precious sister Tammy. I also say happy Thanksgiving, and also I forgot to give a happy birthday to Blind Tony and to my precious sisters that's been going through in the hospital, those who've been going through with the coronavirus, and those who kids have been suffering in the depression and the strongholds. Gracious Father, we just praise you and we lift you up. I thank you so much for the daily audio Bible. I thank you for my sisters and my brothers, oh Lord, that we are going through the challenges, but we're praying for one another, and that you are in the midst, Lord, and that you are answering prayers, and that you are healing, and that you are delivering, and that you are opening doors. We just ask you to have your way. Give life and favor to your dabbers, Lord, and let them see you work, and know that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Lord, my sisters think that the fear is trying to come on. I want you to know, my sister, that fear is what they call false evidence appearing real, and then the devil tried to give you the fear.